Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Alana, Zach, May, and Matt and Jay. Excuse me.
May and Jay.
Today,
Matt and Jay.
And today we are talking the finale of Halo Season 2.
Whoa!
It's over. We made it.
If you can call it a finale.
We didn't make it.
If you can call it over.
Enjoyed it.
I thought it was pretty enjoyable.
We thrived on it.
We have a clear winner for the prop bets, by the way.
We have a clear winner. We have a clear loser.
Definitely. Loser me.
It hurts my soul to say it's probably, I think it's me.
I was very happy with the outcome.
I'm pretty sure Alana won the prop bets.
They were. Did anybody write them down?
It depends on if you think Kai is dead or not.
I don't understand why her body's even still there. She should have been like incinerated.
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 Yes, I agree.
Space is cold.
Matt, you're taking it into the storm. I'm following
Dad. It exploded. She did not. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Maybe her body inside was perforated.
Juan always survives while I lose everything.
You know, it's weird that they don't call Kai by her rank.
Does she have a rank?
I don't know. But everyone calls him Chief. They're not like, hey, John. Is John coming?
But they don't call anyone else by their rank.
It's Admiral Perengoski.
But none of the...
Yeah. Everyone's pretty familiar.
Yeah. None of the...
Dr. Halsey. Ones.
Yes, but they're doctors.
Master Chief.
Master Chief is a Master
Cortana.
Chief. Cortana. He earns that.
It's
Master
true.
Chief is a rank, isn't it?
He has no identity.
Yeah, it's definitely a rank.
Not even the
rank.
Proper ranking, but whatever. But yeah, Kai and all them never
call
get...
Me.
None of the Spartans get there called by anything other than Spartan or Riz.
I agree a lot. It's weird.
Thank you.
Anyway, so let's get to the episode. So who called that he was talking to Guilty Spark in the beginning? Because I did.
I did, but I didn't know what he was called. I was like, isn't there a little guy that flies around?
Little guy that flies around?
The little guy.
Yeah,
the little, little dude.
Little robot.
Yeah, little robot guy. Yeah. I remember that. I didn't know what it was called, but I definitely... Yep.
We're coming. Improv, Alana, improv.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. God damn it, Alana. I don't want to have to edit this out later. So, yeah. So we started with the voice.
Amazing.
And the voice is, like, so sinister. But, yeah, it's soft. Do we know whose voice it was?
It was Guilty Spark.
No, but...
The actor. No, I don't know. The one from the games, dare we assume?
I don't think it is.
But, yeah, I like
it. Let's Google it. Here's the countdown.
I liked he said creepy stuff like... You found what you were looking for down there in the dark, didn't you? It reminded me of Lord of the Rings, where the dwarves dug too greedily.
Guys, he was voiced by Harry Lloyd, a.k.a. the guy in Game of Thrones who was Daenerys' brother.
Oh,
that guy.
That guy.
Is that the guy from the books or the games or whatever?
No.
I think so.
Okay.
No, it is not.
I doubt he'd be
old
enough.
I saw him in the credits, and I was like, Harry Lloyd was in this show? And then I didn't look it up.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see something about that.
Yeah.
All right.
My little buddy, he's dropping these...
Yeah, he's a good guy. They spend a lot of time... It's interesting, this episode is a classic Halo thing where they don't really use their time that well. Like, they spend a lot of time, not that much time, I guess, but they spend, like, a good 2 minutes on Janine, and then she just dies.
So you get to know her, and so you're sad when she'll die.
Janine also definitely touched the sample, so she's an idiot.
It's all her fault.
Yeah.
Is there a part where she was making eyes at this other woman? I think I
saw
that.
Yeah, they did a little, other woman on the... Yeah, they were walking by, they did a little, like, hand touch, like, oh, I love you.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Look me up later after hours.
Yeah. You got those brain issues, though. I'm going to save my excitement.
And I know you guys are excited about the Flood, but they just seem like generic. generic zombies to me.
Doesn't matter. I'll take them.
Oh,
I'm seeing you getting sniped.
I think we're too far away.
How'd you guys feel that the letter finally here? Was it everything you dreamed?
I'm just happy I was right.
Shit.
I'm amazed.
You're amazed that they're in it?
That they bothered.
Well, yeah. I'm a little surprised too, to be honest.
I mean, there's only two villains. Two villain and aliens. They gotta do both.
Well, I mean, they brought the flood in. Guys, bring it in. Brought the flood in for, like, the final episode, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. It makes sense give a carryover to the next season.
What?
I don't know.
They spent a lot of time on. They spent a lot of time on it, considering it was to carry over into the next season. You know, like it was like they did a lot of. It was a lot of flaws. Let's get to the top of this hill. I don't know. I feel like Rob bet they weren't going to do the flood to set up for next season. And then now it's like they did a lot. I don't know. There's a lot of flood. Well,
I feel like if it was any other show, they would have like hinted at them. And then leave you blue balled for the next season.
Well, here, Jay, get under this ridge.
Please.
Come down, please, under this ridge.
Why am I coming down?
Because we're hiding. This is how we win, is we hide.
We'll do this. So there's three teams left.
Car.
Oh, no, we're trios.
To our right.
That's the train. That's the train. That's
no, it's a car.
Okay. All right. So they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, dude? Should we attack?
Let's see. There's four teams of three.
Oh.
True.
All right. Return to the lobby.
Yep.
All right. True. So we learn about Janine. They have a conversation. And she goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And Miranda's like, I think somebody might be sick, she's. It's funny. Miranda's looking at the cells dividing, and then she says something. I forget what she says, but she basically is like, "This is a crazy life form." And then it has the halo opening.
So yeah,
It's kind of like not very exciting. Make you want to watch the episode, but it's like Miranda studying something on a microscope.
Like Miranda spends like 90% of this episode looking at the microscope.
Well, and also like
they couldn't pay her enough. They ran out of money.
This is the beginning of your exciting finale, and it's like nothing was from previous episode was addressed, right? It's just Miranda talking to this person you've never seen before.
Yeah, they're like bearing down the Covenant fleet, and Miranda's like, "What's up with this microscope?"
Yeah. And I thought it was like I thought she was like somehow near the fleet, but she's not. She's on that other planet. They had no like establishing shot.
But it sets it up that
she has almost exactly the same tendencies as her mom. Like ignore like soon as gets invested in something, ignores anything and everything, and just hounds whatever she's doing.
I think it's true she was a lot different from her mom when Halsey actually comes in and Halsey's like, "This is the greatest thing I've ever seen." Miranda's like, "Oh my god, we have to kill it."
Yep.
Well, remember she's on that planet because that's why Quan's there. And at the end with Ackerson, they're like taking off from the planet. I forgot they were on a planet until at the end it shows them taking off from the planet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like the one they were at earlier, the cold one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one where the chief fought all those people in the woods.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, I thought she was on a ship in the fleet. No?
No, yeah, exactly. Because there's no establishing shot. Do people not do that anymore? Is that too rich? Is that too old school? I'll have to ask Rob.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
I think that's what it's called, an establishing shot, where it's like it shows the like environment where they are, where the character is before it shows the character, so you know where the scene is taking place, like in a larger context.
Right.
You know, like on Star Trek, it always shows the Enterprise D before anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't do that. It just shows Miranda in the lab to start.
I believe. Yeah. What planet do you think they're on?
Onyx.
Okay.
Maybe. Is that the name of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just confused because the way that you described it just threw me way off, and I was like, "Wait, what?"
I was thrown off too.
Talking about.
Yeah. Now we're on the same page.
That's fair.
Now you know how I felt. Halo. All right, so the next is the Spartans are in space. They're as I feared, they never even made it out of the goddamn airplane, or at least some of them didn't.
I did like when is it Kai? He's like, that's not debris. It's the second wave.
It's not Kai. Kai wouldn't have said that.
First of all, it is debris. Okay.
It is debris, and that was Kai.
It's debris and the second wave. Like, do you not have to tell her she's wrong? It was debris.
Oh my god. It's bodies.
Yeah, Kai would be like, shut up.
No, but that is what Kai says. Kai is the one who clarifies it.
She does?
Yeah, well, she's the clarifier.
Which one does she say? That it's the second armored?
Yeah, she says it's not debris. It's the second platoon.
Oh, okay. I missed.
The second wave.
Yeah.
The second wave.
Yeah. So, yeah, that part was cool. Of course, our main characters make it to the ship because they're main characters.
That's right.
And they're because they're with
somehow.
Kai walks her through the entire process. Make sure you activate your butt jets and your shoulder jets.
They're flying around through space.
Do you guys like the part where Paris is like flying around and has to reorient herself?
It went on a little long, but I did like the idea. Loves super close shots of Perez's face.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Iron Man thing.
Well. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm challenging Ares. Help me fight Ares, you guys.
Good luck, buddy.
Have fun.
I want to watch.
No, you have to help.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
So Quan is like, I know things that I shouldn't know. I have an epic destiny.
That's right. Yeah, and she somehow meets up with Soren.
Soren's running around trying to find people.
It's a big planet.
But there's not a whole lot of like carved out things. Like it's all one giant building.
Yeah, okay with this.
Kessler
was with the UNSC and they were in a UNSC facility, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're all still in that same, what is it called? Thermopylae?
Yeah.
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 The battle?
Yeah, they're all still in there. We get the cool part with Kessler and Ackerman, where they're being cute. Do you guys like that part?
In the jail cell? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like group up guys, where she's like, stop talking to strangers.
I have to admit I like the line where Kessler says, you're a bad man. And he says, what makes you say that? He says, because you're in jail. He's like, you're in jail.
He's like, stop engaging him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. Good job, Brother Blood, for delivering that line.
Brother Blood just decrying all the African-American race. You're in jail, too. You must be bad.
Well, no, he's
good right
now.
Whoa. I need to go there.
Right.
And we have this slug. You guys like the slug coming out of her mouth? That lady's mouth?
It was great because I was like, flood. Oh, yeah, well, I didn't like it.
That's gross. It's gooey.
Flood.
Surprisingly well done. I'm actually really surprised at how well they did that.
Nice.
I agree. It was well done.
I did not expect it to be so clean and like, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there's fighting on the ship. John decides to go help Kai.
Yes, rather than go to the Halo.
Yeah, and as a result, the timing's a little weird.
Because
he can go help Kai and also make it back to the Halo in time for McKee to be right at the entrance to the temple. So I guess she was probably just like waiting around for him. What do you think?
Well, she didn't know where to go.
She landed far away.
Yeah, she didn't know where to go. She just kind of...
He figured it out pretty fast.
She couldn't figure out where the ring was?
She knows where the building is, yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't land on the building.
Oh, the building. Yeah. Good point.
So she had to walk. Chief is lucky, so he obviously landed where he needed to go.
So. Yes, he did get lucky.
Hold on, do you still have the bike? Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Jake
took
it.
I thought that was interesting that he goes to help Kai instead of his mission.
Well, he's proving himself that he's more than just a soldier. That he has the ability to not just follow orders. Ooh, what was that? That he can do what he wants and protect his soldiers, unlike what Perandoski would have him do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just a cog in the machine.
Right.
And that's true. he's lucky enough to be able to do both. That he knows that he makes his own fate, and his fate will always be the right fate.
He just can't help winning.
I feel like he's already kind of shown his independence.
Yeah, that's
by, being like, I do what I want.
Yeah, and that's why he needed to go, and that's why they tried to take care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You guys want to fight this car?
Sure. We're a little behind you, but yeah. I would question whether going after the Halo or leaving
team
the
over
Halo
here
behind is really such a good idea.
Hold on, where are you?
1 second.
This real purely tactical perspective, you know.
McKee kills Cortana is the next thing I have. She smashes her disc.
Did anyone think that Cortana was going to stay dead?
No.
No, of course not. I never understood McKee's motivations in this entire show. I never understand her relationship with Cortana, her relationship with the Arbiter. Like, I just didn't understand any of that.
But
Jay, in it for herself.
Yeah, she did everything to get to the ring. She befriended whoever she felt like would bring her to the ring. She needed Arbiter's ship because she needs to get back to the ring so she can save the world. The universe.
Whose world?
The universe. From everybody.
Well,
she's going to start anew with the ring.
I mean, that's...
And why does she want it? Why does she feel that way?
Because she realizes everyone sucks. Humanity sucks. They'll just cause war. Arbiters are stupid religious zealots. And they would probably kill everything as well. So, yeah, she just wants to restart. It's all from last season.
All right.
Or does she just want power and that's all an excuse?
And why does Cortana help her?
Cortana helps because she needs a way to access Master Chief. And McKee is the only one of the...
Covenant.
Covenant. I was trying to not think of an Arbiter. The priests and all them who would stop that endeavor, and she knows that she can manipulate McKee. McKee is mentally unstable, so she knows that she could do that. And McKee would also that's why she helped the Arbiter see those visions, so that way she would be able to get access to the ship eventually, so then she can connect with. Plus, she had her own mission parameters where her mission was to reconnect to the humans, Perandoski. That's why she, I guess, willingly was removed from Master Chief. It was all part of Perangowski's plan. So that way she would go to the Covenant and she would be able to manipulate that.
Yes,
so,
I do think that's true.
Well, I mean, they say it directly in the show.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, so it's McKee, her whole motivation is that she just wants to be at the hell. And she says it once they meet up with Master Chief that, no, we're going to just watch everyone burn and we're going to we can start. It brings life. And he's like, well, life for humanity. And she's like, no, life for us, not for anybody else. We'll start anew.
Yeah, she wants power.
No, she just wants a peace. She's like Thanos, but more ambitious. Just start fresh rather than kill half the population and balance the world.
There you go.
All right. And then she kills Cortana because she doesn't need her anymore?
Because she, doesn't need her, and then also knows that she's probably, if push comes to shove, will side with Master Chief.
Yeah, plus Cortana knows the Halo secrets.
How does she know the Halo secrets?
She just knows stuff.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So the next note I have is Perez dual wield needlers.
And she even says, I have two needlers.
Yeah, just in case you didn't notice.
I was like, yeah,
that's pretty entertaining.
I also like when she said, you never forget your first plasma rifle. What was that one?
Bobby tried to chop the plant. Oh my god.
Chop the plant.
Bob, Bobby.
It's over.
Alana's head is really paying attention to this game.
You know, Alana, if we were Spartans, I would be mad because I rely on you.
Well, yeah. We're not Spartans.
You keep me alive, Alana.
We kind of are Spartans. We're like Fortnite Spartans.
There's a team already.
I was falling through the sky. You don't need me.
We need every person. Anyway. So yeah, so they fight and they fight and they fight using Covenant weapons. That was great. Oh, shit.
And so John rescues Perez and Kai, and it's a wonderful moment.
Yeah, it was nice to see everybody. And then, you know, he arrives in the nick of time. There was some show I was watching. Oh, yeah, I was watching this movie called A Bridge Too Far for the Spy-Fi guys. And there's a part where someone says, "We're the Calvary, like in the Western movies. So we'll arrive just in the nick of time. That will do nice play."
Okay, there you go.
Did you enjoy the fight scenes?
Yeah. I thought they were pretty good. Pretty chaotic, but that's okay.
Lots of great.
Yeah, it definitely reminded me a lot of Star Wars when they're just like running around. I was like, oh, that's funny. They're just
I can see that. They don't know where they're going. No particular place to go.
Just running around and blasting. Blast them, will ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys mansplain why they didn't activate the spike? Why Kai doesn't activate
the
spike?
Could you explain that?
Because they realized that it would destroy everybody.
But they knew that before they even left on the mission.
I don't think they did, actually.
No one knew that. Only
I and John knew that.
Ackerson explained it to them.
Ackerson explains it. No one else knows.
Yeah, exactly.
And Kai's like, I have to do it. Kai says something effective, like, I have to go do it anyway.
Yeah. Kai knows that the mission parameters, because still, Kai is still kind of sort of in that soldier mentality of finish the mission, have to finish the mission. Where Spartans, we always finish the mission. Then on top of that, she understands that, oh no, we can't let the Covenant win. All things, we have to take care, make sure that the Covenant wins. Like, she has her priority set, whereas Master Chief thinks otherwise, right? So Kai,
I get my card.
Is it?
It's in the brazier. Yeah. But then, okay, so she believes she wants to finish the mission, but then she doesn't finish the mission
because Master Chief's words ring in her ear. You don't have to be just a soldier. You are not just a Spartan. You are Kai. I've only known you as Kai. You are not this machine. You can be who you want to be.
You don't have to kill everybody.
Yeah. There's other ways. I am Master Chief. I always make things work. And she goes, oh, yeah, well, he did come back. He figured that out, so maybe he'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, I go with the blue marker.
He always survives.
So, you mean the reboot van?
Yes, please.
It would have been nice if that had been a little more apparent. They spent a little less time with Janine and a little more time with Kai showing that somehow.
Well, she stands there and holds the pike, puts it up, lifts it down, picks it up, lifts it down.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no, like, there's no voiceover. There's no, like, anything.
Why would there be a voiceover?
So you understand what she's thinking.
If you paid attention to the episode, you should understand what she's thinking.
No, I don't buy that. They need to explain it.
I don't
have
make
up all sorts of reasons. They need to explain it.
Let's move on.
Oh my goodness. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Matt!
Okay, so we got the frozen people and they have like a liquid sound. So I was like, yes, it's the flood, it's coming.
And I went, no, it's the flood, I guessed wrong.
I lose the prop bet. even I at this point was able to figure out that it was the flood. Oh shit, taking fire.
So they do a space jump, which I appreciated, to I guess another. Oh, to the ship that Cortana's on. It's in the same system.
Yeah. With the fleet.
I actually really like this part where Baron Gosky brings in Halsey to like convince him to stay on mission. And Perangoski's like, what? Why is he going over there? For the AI? Tell him you'll make him another one. And Halsey looks really offended. I like that one.
Yeah, that was my...
Sorry, Jay, I can't reach you.
What do you mean you can't reach me? I'm right beside you.
Nope, there's nothing to be done. He's too far away.
All right, I'm gotcha.
All right, yeah. So that was, and then John's like, yeah. Halsey's back in the CIC. That didn't take very long.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Halsey just walks in and she's like, hey, my turn to shine.
Well, she's brought in. She doesn't just waltz in, right?
Yeah.
I think they were like carrying her in, almost.
Yeah.
She let herself get caught. You know she did.
Yep.
She's always five steps ahead.
Not this time.
So, all right.
No,
so...
she was. I think she wanted to be caught. Mm-hmm. I think she wanted to be able to, because she's the one who needs to tell Chief, no, screw this idiot. You know what's up. I trained you. I put it in your head. You need to be on the Halo. You need to do all the good stuff that I want you to do, not what Perangoski does. It was all part of
part of the plan.
All part of the plan. So, right, so the zombies attack. They attack Kessler, the part in the jail. That was good. What is this? Rescue Cortana? Something?
Rescue Cortana. Chief rescues Cortana, ignores the mission, goes straight to the ship, not to save Kai. Marty, buddy. No.
Cortana's on the Cortana. Ship. Cortana's on the ship that Kai's on. I thought it was two different ships. Doesn't he go
it's
to
two
a different
ships.
Ship?
It's two different ships. But he needs a ship to get to the ship that Cortana's on.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's what's happening.
Yep. Thorne rescues the family and Atherton. And I liked the part where Thorne's debating about whether or not he's going to let Atherton out of the cell. And he makes like a funny face. And then walks away, and it seems like he's going to leave him there, and then they open the jail cell. I like his face. It's kind of hard to describe what he looked like. It's kind of like a smart, kind of like a, whatever, I don't care. Sort of
nice. Yeah, I thought when she said, he saved our lives, and that's why you should save him, I thought Soren was going to be like, good, that way I won't shoot him. He's like, I won't shoot him, but I don't have to save you like Batman.
He's like, I owe it, therefore, in that case, I won't. Although,
yeah, we're even.
What's Soren's beef with Atherton?
Ackerman?
I'm not really
He's
sure.
The one who put her in the jail. He's the one who runs the UNC program and kidnaps his kid. Two, he's the one who...
How does he know
that? No, he's not. He's not in charge of the Spartan 3s.
Yeah, Ackerman?
Yeah.
Ackerson yes, is in charge of Spartan 3s, but the Spartan 3s aren't children.
Yeah, but he's part of the. He's running the Spartan program.
How does Soren know any of this?
As far because Soren knows that he
read the script.
Soren knows that Kessler was captured by UNNC. He also was Soren was taken by Ackerman to see Halsey. So he knows that he's part of that whole weird program. Oops, I went into a bad spot and. And that most, and I think he mentioned something about it. So he knows like there's some shady stuff happening with that. And then he knows that the UNC program is still in effect. So he's like, yeah, screw this guy.
I figured he just looked up who he is on the internet.
Yeah, I agree. I figured he didn't like him because John doesn't like him. He's like, anyone who doesn't like John is bad. Bad for John is bad for me.
Yeah, that too. Like he can usually trust John's gut. Like. He wants to be John, so if John doesn't like him, no one can like him.
Right, exactly. All right, so what else we got? All right, so on the Halo, they have to, Cortana gives him the great advice that you should go to this structure, the big structure, that he lands with an eyesight of.
The Halo looked great, by the way.
It did. I was actually really surprised at how well they did that.
Amazing. Yeah.
I agree.
Really captured the whole je ne sais quoi. Of being there.
What did you think about when Chief lands and he starts playing with the dirt and he realizes it's a living thing?
Eh.
It's cool.
Meh.
Meh.
Yeah.
Just meh.
I thought it was neat. Lots of... You know, I like how mysterious it is. They're playing into the mystery aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kai rams the big ship. Instead of doing the spike, she kills herself by running into a big ship.
To make sure that Master Chief can get to the Halo and protect all of humanity and all of her troops. Because that's her mission now, is she's a teacher and she needs to protect her students.
No, I remember thinking that they were knocking off a lot of characters in this episode, but
yeah,
thinking back on it, I'm like, but how many of them actually stayed dead? Because it looks like Kai's still alive.
No, maybe. They knock off a lot. Aether, what's her name? Paradosky.
Lara.
Lara.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? Did Paradosky get killed by the Flood?
Yeah, she got killed by the zombies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That part was great. But yeah. But anyway, so Kai does her suicide run, which I feel like she could have just jumped out the window. But whatever.
What window?
What?
Like, she could have just set it on a collision course and then leave.
She's not a pilot of Covenant ship.
She doesn't know how to leave.
It's in another language.
She figured it out.
She kind of sort of knows.
She doesn't know how to put it on autopilot.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You don't need to put something on autopilot. You just send it in a direction and then don't hit any more buttons.
How do you know?
It might have regenerative braking power. Tesla.
It might have like a safety feature. It's like, don't run into your other ships.
No, I think more likely is like, she's like, I have to make sure. I have to stay until it hits. It's fine. And then do you guys like after he died, after she sort of looked like she was going to die, Master Chief felt the disturbance in the Force?
No, he saw he heard and sees the explosion.
Yeah, but he also stopped to be like, Kai.
Yeah. He's more like Admiral Akbar when the executor blew up. Right?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. What a senseless waste of life. Yeah, that was funny. The flood attack the CIC. Paradosky dies. We talked about that. Quan gets a vision. So Kessler and people are also attacked by the flood. Yeah, that one, and Quan has this giant gun. Do you guys like Quan's like ridiculously large gun?
I don't remember.
It's just a regular gun from Halo.
Halo gun.
Yeah, I guess it seems really big. I guess you're probably.
Well, she's really small
compared to her. It's really big. Yeah, you're right. I was abused, and then she gets the vision. So I kind of was hoping it was going to be like a crazy twist where the old woman like was the flood, and they were like manipulating her the whole time. But instead, that would have been cool. But instead, it's just no. It's
very direct. We were trying to warn you.
We love you. We're gonna help you.
Epic Quan destiny.
Yeah, you're the chosen Quan. When we're done here, meet up with me, and we can do some splish splash. I was taking a bath.
I liked the part really quick about with the flood on the bridge, where it's like all of a sudden everyone starts like turning into flood. I thought that was great.
I guess Zach don't really need to be here for this.
Okay, so my note when the flood finally says we are the flood, I say Mephisto confirmed.
What?
I was very happy. Mephisto confirmed the flood are in fact in it.
Is that a reference?
Why you gotta bring up a sore subject?
Sorry.
isn't it not really like that? Because Mephisto wasn't confirmed?
Yeah.
I'm out of touch. What are you guys talking about?
Never mind.
Okay.
Wanda. Maximoff.
Reference, bro.
So Halsey and Lara are flooded. See what I did there?
Yep. They get flooded.
Yep. Which is, I thought they were both going to die, but it looks like Lara is just going to die.
Oh, yeah. Halsey gets infected too, dude. That's a big character death.
She hasn't died.
Well, she got frozen.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be fine. Halsey always survives. She always survives while we lose everything.
So yeah, while John loses everything.
Miranda loses everything. Loses her research, loses her mom, loses her dad.
Yeah, okay, then, going back to the Halo, we get the lightsaber duel / epic fight between Master Chief and the Arbiter.
Ooh, yeah. That was epic.
I thought for a minute the Chief wasn't going to kill him because it's a TV show. He'll be like, no, I'll spare you. But I was like, he should just kill him. He kills Covenant elites all day, every day.
Yeah, but they have like a close personal relationship.
But they really don't.
They're besties.
Well, also, more to the point, he's a character the fans know. And I guess, like... So
yeah, any character that you've played as a PC, I'm sure you like, right?
Do you?
Somebody does.
I haven't played as it.
Did you enjoy playing as Magma in X-Men Legends?
No, I did not. That's because I had to. I guess I had to play as the Arbiter too.
If you wanted to complete Halo too.
Thank you.
Well, I also noticed the Arbiter says, "You will not be spared this time, Master Chief," and then he knocks Master Chief down. And then walks away as if he's gonna spare him.
Right here.
Maybe he tricks him. He's a tricky guy. Can't trust that Arbiter.
Do you guys like how the grappling hook was Master Chief's key to victory?
Yeah, I didn't know he had a grappling hook. All right. So, Halsey gets infected. Soren goes back.
Ooh, lightning.
For Quan.
I'm going for the lightning.
You guys remember that part where he's like, "I'm going back for Quan"?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, speaking of going back, please turn around for Jay. Yeah, I'm going back for Quan. I owe Quan my life. Yeah, the Arbiter dies, like we discussed. Any thoughts on that?
I was surprised the Arbiter died.
Yeah, me too. They really.
I was hoping for a more sexy, topless Arbiter.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Where are we going, guys?
I don't know about that. I marked the blue spot. Huh?
Although, we don't know the Arbiter fully dies.
I don't
Master
see it.
Chief stabs Correct. Him in the chest. We don't know if that's his heart. They have different physiology.
You're right. There's still hope, I guess.
Always.
I didn't have an opinion about the Arbiter. He didn't have enough screen time. I never understood his motivations. So, he was a very confusing character. Alana, get out. Can you get out so I can try, please? This is, like, painful to watch. I know. Just Jesus. I'm confused. I'm driving around aimlessly. Chief Arbiter, right?
He's
a good fight.
Destination.
I didn't like the part during the sword fight where he knocks the chief's sword away and then he just throws down. This is the Arbiter, and then he throws down his own sword and they start punching.
Because it's not honorable.
Yeah.
He's like Worf.
Arbiter is all about honor.
Yeah. What good did it do him?
Yeah. This is why humanity's always going to win, because we have no honor.
ask the ashes of the billions dead if honor matters.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mass Effect.
All right, so the chief wins, he kills the Arbiter, Halsey's frozen, the chief goes after McKee, and then he's talking to the Divine Spark again, or whatever you guys said he was.
Wait, dude, can we talk about McKee for a second? So she reveals she wants the piece of the grave for everybody. This really felt like a video game. Her, like, standing above the chief, and telling him that she's gonna blow up the world.
That's
blow up
right.
everything. She's like, there'll be peace when everyone's dead. So let's finish this off. So he talks to Guilty Spark, and Guilty Spark says some cool, unsettling things. Like, be careful what you'll find when you look.
Oh, above us.
So I like that. And yeah, so, and that's about it for Halo Season 2.
So, yeah.
The ending was really abrupt, and I didn't like it.
Talk about your... nothing's resolved.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Everything's
what are you
resolved.
About? Nothing's resolved. They go after McKee. What's gonna happen?
They made it to the Halo.
They're one with the Halo. They're going to save all the humanity. You get the Guilty Spark, the Flutter here.
Yeah, something's going on.
The Flutter on that planet.
Well, planet, probably a ship or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's true. So does that mean you guys are excited for next season?
I am, because they're on the Halo. But aren't the whole rest of the human fleet going to be there? So that might make things kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, they flew in. They fly in at the end.
Oh, right. Good point. So they're going to be like, we want this. It's going to be like a political drama. It's like the atom bomb. we have the Halo, what are we going to do with that?
Well, yeah, it's a race. It's a race. No.
What about the Covenant fleet?
Exactly. It's a race.
Well, Peranowski said we had the upper hand over the Covenant, so I assume
dead.
They were winning. But that's before
but then the Flooded attacked their, like, command ship. You guys ready for question of the day?
I can't take this rubber banding.
All right, do you want to switch to Dominion?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Question number one. Questions of the day. Question number one. Okay. Would you rather, assuming you can change nothing and have no prior knowledge, would you rather relive middle school or high school?
Oh, interesting.
School because it's shorter.
You said middle school because it's shorter?
Yeah.
Would you have to then go through high school? So you're doing it regardless?
No, of course not. I would say, well, because then it's no choice. It's either, would you rather do high school or high school and middle school? That's my question. I would say middle school. I had a better time in middle school, mostly because I was with my favorite brother.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would probably also say middle school. Obviously, being with my favorite buddy is nice. But also, just, I think I had a better time.
Yep.
Wishbone. The game code is Wishbone.
What's the story? What's the game type? Wishbone? Did you remember to turn off the PEs?
Yes.
Kind of seems familiar. Story from TV.
I think I'll pick high school.
That's what they should reboot. It's Wishbone.
You said high school. And Alana says middle school because it was shorter.
Yeah.
And why high school, Jay? Because you were cool?
I mean, I was always cool. I went to, I didn't go to the same high school. I moved before my freshman year. So that kind of sucked. But that's where I really developed a lot more of who I am today.
Okay.
Like I learned that musical theater was a big thing in my life at that time. I learned I was more of a nerd than I thought I was. I mean, I learned I was less of a nerd than I was.
There's always someone nerdier.
Well, in middle school, I was pretty nerdy. Like, I did all the honors courses and only hung out with honors students, and I only drew comic books. In high school, I expanded my horizons. I ran. I did more sports. I started skating more, being a skater more.
You were a skater boy?
Yeah. See you later, boy. I ended up doing a lot more diverse things, and I didn't get just trapped in that one hometown mentality.
Good.
All right. Everybody weighed in?
Yep.
All right. Question number two. This one, I think, comes to us courtesy of Zach. It is how do you spell it? K-O-K, the letter O, the letter K, or the letter O, the letter K, the letter A, the letter Y?
Or O dot K dot.
What?
Ew.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
I spell it the letter O and the letter K.
I spell it O-K-A-Y.
I think it depends.
Yeah, it's very dependent on what's happening.
Well, I never say K. I talked to Zach about that once. K seems very passive aggressive.
So it's okay with A-Y.
What do you think?
K with the A-Y sounds passive aggressive?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it is. It's like, I'm surprised.
I always say okay A-Y, and I've never gotten in trouble.
Not yet.
You got in trouble with me with the single K, though. Very passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it's very dependent on what's happening, what I'm doing, I guess. I do use K for, work, just to get them off my back. They know, got it, whatever. So it is kind of passive-aggressive, I agree. But I guess... if I'm texting and I'm in rapid fire or just not really caring, I usually just do okay versus formal work. I will do O-K-A-Y.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. And question number three.
Yeah, we're cranking these out.
Yeah. Well, these are kind of, these are the, you know, the not as good ones, because they're saving the better ones for Rob, the email ones. Not that those have been so much better, but question number three, what is one thing you'll never do again?
Parasailing.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Snowmobiling.
Seriously, really? Snowmobiling's not that bad.
Yeah, parasailing's not that bad.
Yeah, it is bad. You've never done it.
So?
So how do you know? I've done both. I can weigh in.
Hmm.
What's wrong with snowmobiling, Alana?
It was terrifying.
Where did you do it?
Ryan High.
Okay.
You wouldn't say you were a speed demon on that?
No.
Who's a speed demon? Oh, not.
I was going to say parasailing as well, because we had the same experience and the same mentality.
Oh, we're so identical.
Did you guys ever do... Hey, did you guys do that 30 Rock picture, by the way?
No.
No, the line was down the block.
The line was crazy.
I believe it. You have to go at a different time. This is a different time. There'll be a different time. Yeah. I don't know. Probably some foods. There's some foods that I would never eat again.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, I'm the only one in my family who feels this way, but you guys know when you go get Chinese food, the, like, rice paper rolls?
Yeah, spring roll?
Yeah. I like the fried rolls, but the ones with the rice paper I really hate.
You don't like the veggie and the shrimp in it?
How did we get on the topic?
The veggie and the shrimp are fine. This is about food, things like something I would never do again.
It sticks in like the top of your mouth.
Food. You would never eat summer rolls, spring rolls. Whatever.
Yeah,
summer.
I don't like them. But the veggie and the shrimp are fine. I just if it was like deliciously fried, then I would. But the like paper, the like the white.
If you paper do stuff, those, but instead of the steamed version, if you do the fried version of those using that same paper, oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I believe that. I absolutely believe that. I've probably had it, but yeah. All right, what about you, Jay?
Well, I wouldn't do again?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Probably would not have stayed down here on New Year's when my mom passed. I probably would have gone to see her that weekend. I decided to stay home because it was New Year's weekend, and I was like, I just had a shit weekend of staying awake for like 18 hours. I want a weekend to sleep and drink and have fun. And then, I should have gone up. That's what I would have done.
I see.
All right. Okay. And Alana, did you weigh in?
Hey guys, why do I say anything when you don't listen?
I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Snowmobiling.
Snowmobiling, okay.
Why the snowmobiling?
It was really scary.
She said it was scary, yes, I remember.
Like, but what about it was scary, if you don't mind?
You had to be there, maybe.
You were afraid of hitting a tray?
Yeah. They're hard to control. They go... Okay. Fast. There's a lot of trees. People on snowmobiles who also don't know how to use.
All right. Yeah. I think we're done, guys. Anything else?
Yep. Nope. What are we doing next week? We don't know.
We don't know what we're doing.
No, we're
next
doing
week.
Blue Beetle.
But do we get?
Oh, sure.
Blue Beetle.
Okay, yeah. The flying DC feature film, the Blue Beetle.
That's
just Blue Beetle.
Watch
That's
it before right. David yeah, Zaslav takes it off Max.
And then the week after that, we're starting Fallout.
Fallout.
The Fallout.
Fallout.
Series.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Anyway, but you can, until then, you can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Hey yo.
Hey.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs. Come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.